Even with four turnovers, the Skins made a dazzling late-game charge against the Giants yesterday. Ultimately, though, they did come up short. Joining us live now to talk more about the disappointing game, our own Redskins beat reporter George Wallace. George, the highest of highs when that RG3 Santana Moss touchdown happened, but then the lowest of lows right after.
Oh, no question, Bruce. I mean, you talk about just a range of emotions. And, you know, when the touchdown to Santana happened, we all looked at each other and said, that's still too much time for Eli Manning on the clock. I mean, we've seen what this guy can do. And it was up to Jim Haslett's defense, and Mike Shanahan said after the game they had the right call. They had Cruz doubled. But Madu Williams didn't get over to help Josh Wilson and the safety help, and that was the end of the story. But even after that, Griffin after the game said, you know what, I was ready to go back out there and score again. I mean, that's the kind of mentality and the mindset that this kid has. He's never out of a football game. This team is never going to be out of a game this year as long as he's under center.
He is absolutely amazing, and to see him in a rookie season performing the way he does, George, and then looking at some veterans who've been around a while making mistakes as they did yesterday, it does get a little frustrating for fans, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. It does. And especially because, you know, you expect Santana to hold on to the football. Alfred Morris fumbles for the first time yesterday. And you could kind of see, even with when Griffin threw the interception, you knew it's, you know, like Shanahan said, you know, these things do happen. But you're just, I don't think we're expecting it from him this year because of what we've seen. But, you know, they still had a chance. But you're not going to turn the ball over four times on the road in the Meadowlands and expect to win a football game. But they were in it until the end. And those fumbles, they do hurt. And, you know, but it just goes to show you, and it says something about how far this team has come, I think, and what their mindset is now, that they have a chance to go down the field at any time and win a football game. Just look at the first possession yesterday, guys.
That was the world champions they were playing.
Yeah, they were defending champs. Exactly right. And they were in it to the end. They came out, and the Giants players, you know, they had seen, and the coaches had seen Robert Griffin on tape, but they were just amazed at what he was like in person yesterday as well.
Yeah, they were preparing for him all week, but seeing him up close like that firsthand, RG3 has some new fans over there, huh?
Oh, no question. And Justin Tuck said after the game that he's mad at the football gods for putting him in the division. He said to face this guy twice a year is going to be a headache. OCU Manure, if you remember before the season, called him Bob until Griffin proved himself. He changed his tune this week, but yesterday he said, this guy is flat out unbelievable, best quarterback we've played all year.
Listen, before you go, George, another question here. Fred Davis is going to be out for the rest of the season. He's having a stellar year as a tight end, but yep. As bad as that is for a lot of fans, though, there'll be open arms for who might replace him.
Oh, number 47's coming back. No, yeah, Mike. And as soon as that happened yesterday, that was the same reaction everybody had. Well, I wonder if Bruce Allen's called Chris Cooley yet before Fred Davis was even in the locker room. So that's going to happen. And it's perfect. It's a good fit because Cooley had said he's had offers from other teams, but he doesn't want to play anywhere else. He wants to play here. He knows the scheme. He knows the system. So I think it'll help. And he can block, too, guys. We've seen Chris Cooley as a blocking tight end, and I think he's going to come in and help.
And he is loved.
Oh, yeah.
Place is going to go crazy when he comes
in. As soon as he gets introduced or he gets on the field, that's the first thing you're going to hear the next time they're at FedEx Field.
Excellent. All right, George, thanks. George Wallace, our Redskins beat reporter, and we're looking forward to George's web chat on WTOP.com at 1 o'clock this afternoon.